This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Red Sox have officially introduced Chaim Bloom as their chief baseball officer. In his meet and greet with the media at Fenway Park this afternoon, Bloom had a word for Sox fans.
The bond between this organization and its fan base is unlike anything else in sports. I know how passionate you are, and I know how important this team is to you. My teammates and I will work together and do everything we can to make you proud, on and off the field. I can't wait to get started.
Bloom replaces Dave Dombrowski, the Sox president of baseball operations, for the last 4 years. Team owners let Dombrowski go last month. WBUR's Shira Springer was at Fenway Park today for Bloom's introduction, and she spoke with him as well. So, Shira, the Red Sox have said when they started their search for somebody to fill this job, Chaim Bloom very quickly became the standout. How come?
Yeah, I think he had all the qualities that they were looking for, particularly the fact that he's a bright young guy. He's only 36. He's very innovative. Creative, collaborative were words that were used in the press conference today. I think they also like the fact that he came from Tampa Bay, which is an organization that has made the most, really made the most, with a very small payroll. And I think that was a big plus for the Red Sox, who are looking to control their spending a little bit more in the future.
But, you know, it's also interesting because he doesn't have a background that would spell baseball. He started with the Rays as an intern, in fact, rose in the ranks very quickly. And he's a Yale graduate, studied classics.
Yes.
Not the ballgame.
Yes. Yes. I actually asked him, you know, specialized in Latin. I asked him if he could give me a Latin phrase or two when we talked. And he said, maybe later. But yeah, definitely not your traditional path to a job running the baseball operations of a major league baseball team. But here's what Bloom did have to say about his college studies.
I wouldn't necessarily proactively recommend a classics major to anybody looking to get into baseball, but it worked for me. I think what it did do was, it really taught me how to learn. And I think that's a really valuable skill when you get into a game that forces you to be adaptable and rewards that adaptability.
Dave Dombrowski faced a lot of criticism for not doing more to help save the Sox from their slide this past season. There were calls for him to bolster the pitching roster, for instance. How about Chaim Bloom now? What is he expected and charged with doing?
Well, one thing that kept coming up this afternoon was the word sustainability. And the Red Sox are looking not only to play baseball in October, but to make the playoffs year after year after year. So that's one of the things Bloom is charged with, creating a
sustainable.
That's
high a big bar.
I was going to say that's a very high bar, but to be playing October baseball year after year. The other thing he's expected to do is bring a new sensibility to the Red Sox baseball operations, a more collaborative atmosphere, as well as perhaps taking the payroll down and adopting what some might consider a small market mentality. Here's what Bloom said about bringing a small market mentality to the Red Sox.
Well, I think whatever your market size, whatever your resources, you know, our job is to try to deploy those as intelligently as possible. If we're going to be successful over the long haul, given the way the game is now, given how competitive it is, how resourceful the other 29 clubs are, we are going to have to be very consistent and have great processes as to how we look at the world. So I don't think that's a small market sensibility as much as just something that now the game demands, regardless of what size your market is.
And you spoke with him one-on-one, Shira. Anything else you heard from him that struck you?
Well, actually, one of the things I did notice was in the larger group, there were about 12 of us talking to him at one point, and everybody introduced themselves to him individually, and he shook everyone's hand and was like, hi, nice to meet you, which speaks to the very personable, very relatable guy that everybody says he is. So very people-oriented.
WBUR's Shira Springer, thanks.
Thank you.